Mrs. Borman writes under the style of bikinis finally go bust after 50 years of ubiquity. I have not noticed this year, and I have been to two beaches, by the by. I relish the idea that the itsy bitsy swim staple might soon have a market share its own size. But there's still more progress to be made. That straps are the new lace is not a positive development for softer forms. And there's still significant cleavage between what consumers need and what's being provided in that loathsome corner of the apparel department. Young teens are under-supported. Designs for their size. Mrs. Borman, please, they don't need to be supported. They're going to be having you-know-what kind of sex with boys, thanks to Teen Vogue magazine. Tell you what they're going to need support for. Pregnant women are also underserved, either having to order a boutique maternity suit, swimsuit online, for more than they want to spend, or resigning themselves to buying bikinis precisely when they're most self-conscious about their ballooning bellies. When decision makers from designers to retailers check out the reality that swim shopping is generally an anguishing experience, and most women look nothing like the models on Instagram, they could do a lot to ease women's frustrations and build their confidence, which is the proliferation of high coverage one piece styles is currently doing. You know what's amazing about this? I'm trying to think of where I saw the movie. It's a documentary of some sorts about beaches, if you will. Did you know that before the revolution, the sex revolution, and the immodesty porn revolution, that if you went to a beach anywhere in the world, in the Western world, you would see these cabana-looking things made out of various fabrics. And you would see them not only on the shore, but you would actually see them out in the water. You look out on the beach, there's photographs of this all over the World Wide Web. Now, why was that? Well, what would happen is ladies and men would go out into the surf, you know, pull their knickers up or whatever over their knees, would wade out and then go into the cover and the privacy of the cabana, the cloth cabana, would change into the very modest suit that they were going to swim in and would jump in the water and would swim. And then when they were done, they'd go back in, they'd take the suit off, and put their clothes back on, and then go back out. There was none of this laying out and getting a suntan. Don't be lying around getting your suntan. Ain't gonna do you no good, no how. None of that. Now, why was that? Well, that was because people did not go to beaches to expose their bodies. It was not the purpose. The beach, if you will, is a place where if it's not too hot, one can enjoy the beauty, the natural beauty of the water, the sun, and the waves, and the birds, and all that stuff. We've turned it into a porn palace. We turned it into a competition to see who's all buff and stuff or who has the best breast implants. Shocking, right?